for me, you enter into a life of ease, of understanding that it is Him that works your situations out, not you. If you do something, you do it out of rest, amen, of understanding who He is through you. I remember I was at Club Fitness, and I was bench pressing some stuff, and I looked over, and I seen this this lady helping this guy out. And actually, it was his husband, her husband. And as she was helping her husband out, I started to see that he was kind of a crippled man, and he couldn't even move his legs real, you know, it was just real tightened up, and everything she did, she moved it for him. She wheeled him around that Club Fitness. She placed him into the machines, and she buckled him in some of the machines as he was doing a bike. And then if he needed some water, she would put water in his mouth. And I'm just looking at this. I'm like, wow, man, this is amazing to have somebody to take care of, to love you in this type of way. And I'm over about to bench 300 pounds, about to have a tear in my eye. I'm looking over at these people like, wow, I just had to ask. I'm like, you know, are y'all married or what? She's like, yeah, he had an incident or something happened to him, and I just been taking care of him for 15 years like this. I said, 15 years? She's like, yeah. And she's like, it's an honor and a joy to. He's my husband. I love him. I care for him. And then it kind of hit me. When we give our life to Christ, He becomes our power. You know, sometimes I've been learning about, if he says, no, I don't want you to help me, she can't help him. Because she said the first couple of years, he would try to fight against her. He'd try to do it. But now he had a place like I was looking at him. He was like, I'm just waiting on you to help me. But you know what? That's how we rest in Christ. We're resting knowing and having an assurance in our heart that He is on our side, that He is our helper. We used to say that in children's church, that He is our advocate. He is our intercessor. He is the one that's praying for your behalf. You know, sometimes you think that you're praying to the one that's already been praying about you, praying for you. Amen? And He is the one that helps us. Amen? We're going to turn to 2 and 13. It says, even when we are too weak to have any faith left. How many of y'all been there before? When you were even too weak to have any faith left, when you was like, man, Lord, this is hard for me to believe, He remains faithful to us and will help us, for He cannot disown us who are part of Himself, and He will always carry out His promise. When you can't carry, He's going to carry it for you. Amen. Ain't that good news? See, this lady, she was carrying him because first he was a strong man, but he got to the point where he couldn't help himself no more. He had to turn it over to her, and she had to help him with everything. And when we come into Christ, it's not about me no more. It's not about Wendell. It's about what did Christ want to do through Wendell. What has Christ done in Wendell when he finished it at the cross? Anytime you hear a message and it's talking about your power, and it's not talking about God's power, you're hearing a hole in the gospel. Yeah. You know, when you have a hole in something, I remember my car had a hole in the stern wheel pump, and I was trying to drive the car, and it was hard to turn, and my friend Darius dropped me off to AutoZone so I could put some more stuff in there, and then I was driving home, I'm like, oh, it's good now. But by the time I got home, guess what? It dropped right back out. And you know why? Because it was a hole in there. And the way that hole is punctured in the gospel is by fear, by thinking that something is not complete, that something is not finished. Do you know that your whole life is finished? Your whole life is complete. It's no mystery to God that you're going to be a success. It's no mystery to God that you're going to be the best of who you can be. It's just a mystery to our minds sometimes. Amen. He wants you to know this today, that nothing can stop what God has for you. And that's what our life is now about, transforming our mind. Have you ever seen Transformers, the movie? When you transform, you're not transforming trying to be something. It's already in you. Last week, we talked about how the kingdom of God is inside of us. You ain't got to try to get it. Only thing you have to do is believe it. And guess what?
Transformers, robot in disguise, and it just boom, boom, boom. it just pump out of you, amen. And how do you coming out? Simply by believing. You know, some people try to make it so complicated. Just believe that Jesus completed, and that's it. And you just walk in it. Actually, I can just drop the mic right here, because if you believe it, that's enough power to move mountains. That's enough power to move diseases. That's enough power to move anything out of your life. Just believe it. And if you think it's something more than that, then it's a hole in your gospel. It's a hole that's punctured where you got to keep filling up over and over and over and over and over again. He says he wants you to be constant, immovable, because I'm constantly loving you. Amen. So when we give our life to Christ, it's about surrendering. When he says, you know, give mercy to this brother, give mercy to him. He just did me wrong. What you mean give mercy? Pray for your enemy. These are all signs of surrendering. And saying, Lord, this is your life, not my life. Give. What you mean give? I'm going to keep this. What you mean pray for him? What you mean do it? No, you know what? This is not my life anymore. I'm surrendering to you, Lord. I'm giving it over to you. Well, you got my life now. And as I surrender to him, guess what? His grace is sufficient for every need. That's where the devil tricked Adam in the first place, to make him think that your grace ain't enough. That you ain't made out of God's image. If you eat this, you'll do. See, good, guess what? Already put them in the works program. If you eat this, then you'll be something. No, they were already something. Amen. Don't try to con me and try to make me think I'll be something when I do something. Either I got it or I don't. And I got it. You see, you can't make nobody love you. Either they love you or they don't love you. Make up your mind. Because the Father in heaven loves you.
Amen.
So guess what? Ain't nothing you can do to make nobody love you. It's either they already loved you. See, that lady didn't love that man because that man could do all the good things for her. Love sacrifices itself and say, I love you because I love you. When I say I love you, I mean it. And that's the same way the Father loves us. When we're helpless, when we're on our backs and we can't do nothing. Guess what? He helping us with our leg. He helping us with our arm. He helping us with our limbs. He helping us with our mind when we surrender to him. Amen. But when we fight, that just represents the self life. Amen. And God wants to get us out of representing us and say, you know what? This is your life, Lord. This is not my life anymore. You know, in Jonah, we go to the next scripture. It had a scripture in Jonah. That, who all know the Jonah and the whale story where Jonah was sent to Nineveh and Jonah was supposed to give a good news message to Nineveh and let them know that, hey, guess what? God wants you to be kind to one another. He don't want you to murder anyone no more. If you don't, then he got to take this place away because he don't want you all spreading this mass disease everywhere. So I'm coming to let you all know that God wants you to be at peace with one another. But you know what? Jonah had a different idea in his heart. He said, yeah, I'm finna tell y'all this. But all the stuff y'all did, guess what? Y'all gonna burn for what y'all did. God says, I got a whole new program. That's the same thing John said. Lord, you see these people disrespecting you? Let's bring fire down from heaven and kill these people. He said, hold on, man, you don't know what spirit you are. That's not my heart. My heart wanna rescue. My heart wants to restore. My heart will bring them into reconciliation. Jonah wanted them to be punished. Jonah wanted them to suffer everything. And look what Jonah said. In Jonah 4, he says, I knew this was going to happen. Jonah was furious. He lost his temper. He yelled at God. I knew it when I was back home. I knew this was going to happen. That's why I ran off to Tarshish. I knew that you were a sure grace and mercy. Not easily angered, rich in love, and ready at the drop of a hat to turn your plans of punishment into a program of forgiveness.
Come on, bro.
So God, if you won't kill them, kill me. I'm better off dead.
Oh,
what type of heart is that?
Right.
You know, when Paul was preaching the gospel, it was a man that said, I'm going to kill Paul, and I'm not going to eat or sleep until I kill him. That's a demon spirit, eh? Guess what? Jonah wanted him. He wanted Nineveh to pay for everything that they did. But guess what? That's not God's plan. God's plan is to wipe out your sins as if they wasn't even there, and to restore you, even though you made the most worst mistakes in your life. God's plan is to say, you know what? I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at the Christ in you. Amen? Go to the next one, Keisha. In 2 Corinthians, we talked about how he reconciled us to himself. And he says this in 2 Corinthians 5:18. All these new things are from God who brought us back to himself. You can't bring yourself back to Christ. He has to bring you. Amen? What Christ did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and to be reconciled to him. Remember what that word reconcile means? To come back to where you already were. Amen. For God was in Christ restoring the world to himself. No longer counting men's sin against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he has given to tell others. That word blotting out. Let's go to the next one. That word blotting out means this. To cover something so they cannot no longer see it. Dark clouds overhead have blotted out the sun. So when he says, I'm coming to blot out your sins, is it that you never made a mistake? Is it that you, since you've been saved, you won't ever make a mistake again? What does it mean when he blotted out? That means I choose not to see it, and I choose to see Christ in you. All right, come on now. I choose to see the best in you, even though you see the worst, even though you see the bad memories. I want you to see the best in you, because that's all I can see. That's the reason why the Bible says go into your closet and pray, because can't no other man do this for you. Can't no other man stop remembering all the stuff that you've done wrong. Amen. They keep it in their memory bank. But God is the only one that doesn't keep it in his memory bank. Amen. It says to forget something unpleasant or to make someone forget an unpleasant memory or feeling. God got good feelings about you. What about yesterday, God, when I went off on this earth? I got good feelings about you. And until you start having good feelings about you, you can't change. You can't transform until you start feeling the way I'm feeling on. He said he don't change. He never change. No matter how worse. Nineveh was some murderers. They were some killers. And Jonah was giving them a message. He's like, God, why are you showing them so much mercy? Do you know what these people just did? They killed my relative. They did this. He said, listen, I'm sparing them mercy. And you know what? I'm going to spare you mercy, Jonah, because you shouldn't be angry right now. He says, you know what? To be angry with your brother is murder in my eyes. But you know what? Jonah got so angry. He got so mad that he fell out. And God had a juniper tree rise up over him in the shade and cooled him off in his anger. That means God's mercy just keeps on going. When you stop, he keeps going. When you stop, he keeps rolling. Amen? His mercy never fails. Brother Wendy, you don't know, man. I got some dark clouds. Guess what? He blotted them out. Now, you know what? Them clouds may still be there, but guess what? He covered them. He put a blanket over you. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. And the only reason why Jonah wasn't forgiven Nineveh was because he thought that he didn't need his sins forgiven. He thought that he was good. He thought that he was perfect. It's like, have you ever seen somebody do this? Here go your sins and here go my sins right here. Like God grade on a curve or something. Guess what? Sin is sin. So don't judge somebody else's sin when you got the same other sin. It's just in a different way. He covers all that stuff up. And when you receive the forgiveness and you receive his grace, you say, thank you, Jesus. What you've given me, now I want to give to somebody else. But if you don't believe you got it, and you still thinking that you're going to go through the pearly gates by all your good performance, then guess what? You're going to put the same standards on the next person. Amen? Sure. You go to the next place. I remember I had somebody when I was working at UPS 6 years ago. Well, brother, I don't think I did nothing wrong. I said, man, I can't help you then. Because 1 John says this. It says, if we say that we have no sins, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. What is the truth? The truth is Jesus is the truth. The truth is the difference between me and you is only Jesus and Jesus alone. So when you try to separate by moral characters, guess what? There's some people that I know act more morally than Christians.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. But you know what? You can't stand to that. You have to stand it. What do you believe in? Do I believe that Jesus took my punishment? He took my place. He blotted them out. Or do I believe that he's carrying them? Based off of what you believe is how you're going to treat other people. If I believe they're gone, I'm going to treat you like they're gone. If I believe they ain't gone and I got them on my back like a book bag, then guess what? God ain't playing with me, so God ain't going to play with you. What you doing? God did not call you to be a judge. He said he given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Restoration. Not judging. No man knows what another person's motive is. Only thing we know is that Jesus died for all of us. He included all of us in there. Amen?
Amen.
So it says, if we say that we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he can be dependent on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong word in our spirit, in this knocking right here. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned. And Romans 3:10 says we have all sinned and come short. Amen. So when people play this comparing game, it'll sound like this. I know I'm bad winning, but I ain't as bad as this person because at least I do this. At least I do this. Guess what? You're doing great. That means you're going to end up like Jonah, bitter, hurt, mad. But when you say, you know what? I got mercy coming towards me. Even though I've done wrong, and guess what? I want mercy come to my brother. I want mercy for my sister. I want mercy for my family. I want mercy, 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 and grace now. Because God has been merciful towards me, now I want to be merciful towards you. See, this is the good news, y'all. This is the only message that you should be hearing every single week. This is the only message that can transform your life.
What
did it say? 116, what did it say?
I am unashamed of the gospel.
I am unashamed of the gospel, for in it is the power of God unto salvation. You need salvation. You need saving even in the natural world. Guess what? Guess what's the power? Understanding that I ain't got no fears. I ain't got no worries. God gonna take care of this stuff. You know what put holes in your belief system? I ain't worried, but what about what I did the other day? I ain't worried, but if it's riding on me and God, then when I pray for somebody, you know, me and my brother Sheku went to Barnes Hospital to pray for someone. I believe they were healed, amen. And my brother Sheku laid hands on her, and she had cancer, and it was stage 4 and all this stuff. And I believe she was a clear bill of sign. Sheku believed that she was clear of it. And when we finished praying for her, we said, well, you complete. Just receive it. We walked out. And that next 2 days, the doctor said they couldn't find nothing at all. But we weren't praying for her saying, let me think about the stuff I did before I pray for you. No, we was laying hands on her saying, let me think about what Jesus done for you as we praying for you. Let me see what he has done on the cross. Let me see him take your pains, take your punishment. Then I could probably see him. Now I could pray for you in the right way. You can't pray for yourself thinking about what you do. You got to pray for you thinking about what he's done. He is the one that's going to carry you. He's gonna, if you can see this in a proper way, he's going to take you to the place of your promise. When Abraham was believing for a child, he said this, and what God said, I am able to do. And he ended up with a war child, Ishmael. And then the second child, when there was no hope, no future, no way, when he was 99 years old, 100 years old, Sarah was old, they was old, he said, you know what? What God said, God going to do this time. I ain't got no part of it. I'm just going to believe that he going to do it. It's not about you no more. He said, I want you to get out of the way. Expressions of getting out of the way, like I say, it's giving, forgiving. All types of giving. Why? It's a mode of surrender. When we praise and worship, we lift our hands up high. We say, Lord, I surrender. Have your permission. Have your way. Your grace is enough. Even though I don't see how this is working out, I surrender my heart to you, Jesus. I ain't got to see it all before I see it all. I see it in the spirit that you have made a way out of no way, and that's why I bow myself to you, Jesus. I bow myself to you, Jesus, because you have worked stuff out that I didn't even know how to work out. This is what he does on a daily basis. This is like we were talking about that concert that we just had, how many people just set on fire. Everybody like, man, this was right on time. When you know, but I didn't know how that concert was going to work out because I was like, man, I don't know if we're going to have enough people. Me and Keisha was like, what? And then he had a person from Australia happen to see Keisha in a mall. What's the odd? He was just passing through town. Of all the people, millions of people, they bump into each other and they're going to answer. This happens to me on a daily basis where answers come up, but only thing I'm doing is just believing what Jesus said. Amen. I ain't got to figure nothing out. I ain't got to figure nothing out for the rest of my life. Only thing I know is I believe what you say and I'm just going to walk in it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, you got to see it before you believe it. They putting a hold in your gospel. You know, the Bible says, blessed are those who don't see and believe. That means when you believe it, you got to, man, I woke up, I got a real good feeling going on this morning. Yeah. But I can't understand why, but I just got a feeling. Guess what? Ride on that, amen? Because guess what? That's the blessing. You're blessed because you don't see it and you still believe it.
Amen.
Come on now. I know that's good. James 4. Go James 4. James 4:6 said, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. Amen. Amen. You know, me and my friends were playing Monopoly last week. Oh, yeah, it went down, bro. It went down. It was epic. Leah, she a warrior over here. And we were watching Roscoe Jenkins at the same time eating some Domino's pizza. We just having a real good time. Yeah, But the thing about it, we were watching the Roscoe Jenkins. I seen those two kids that came. Have you ever seen that movie? If you haven't, I'll explain what happened. Two kids came to the father. One of the kids came to the father. He said, you know what, father? I know I did wrong, but actually he was dissing the father. He was actually being slick, but he's like, I know I did wrong. I know I haven't made all the right choices. He said, you know what? I just received what you got for me. And he spared him, okay? Well, the other child, I think that was Martin, he came in. He's like, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I ain't doing. And he was resisting. You see what I'm saying? And what happened is he got the punishment. And this happens in life that I see. And I can't even put my finger on it. But what happens is if a person is acting like he ain't never did nothing wrong, what ends up happening is that's when you receive it. Because now you're saying, I'm carrying this. But when you come, it's like the thief at the cross, the two thieves at the cross. One thief said, man, listen, I know I did wrong, bro. I know the reason why I'm up here at the cross. Because I stole and I know I stole. The other thief, he wasn't even admitting that he stole. He was like, how you gonna get me down from here, Lord? And you know what? It's always about this, humble and pride. The Bible says, I give grace to the what? The humble. When you come in and say, Lord, sometimes I don't know what to do, Lord. I just receive your Holy Spirit to help me out in this situation. I always find a rushing wave of wisdom or something that's hit me to know what to do.
Amen.
But when I resist God, I mean, y'all resist God before. I know I'm not the only one that resists God. It's been times where I know I should call on him, but I'm going to go ahead and ego this out. I'm going to do this my way. I ain't going to ask for help. A lot of times in counseling, a lot of people find their breakthroughs or whatever they want to call breakthroughs at the moment where they did everything that they can do. They threw every hammer, every brick at the situation, and then they say, Wendell, I just give up. And within that same week, they give up. Guess what happened? Boom. Why is that? I see this happen hundreds of times. Why is that? Because God wants to carry you to your promise. He don't want you struggling. He don't want you worrying. That's the reason why he said, I don't want you to worry for nothing. Because worrying, some people go, man, I'm trusting God. When you really trust in God, this is the big difference right here. Is whether you're worrying or not. If you trust in God, guess what? I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. When I'm not trusting God, this is safe. This is a fit. Right now, I can't trust you right now, Lord, but help me to trust you. And if you say this to him, he ain't going to rebuke you. He ain't going to cast you out. What you doing? What you mean you don't believe in me? No, he goes, help you to believe. It was a man that came to Jesus and said, Lord, I believe you, but there's a part of me that don't believe you. I ain't going to lie to you. And Jesus didn't cuss him out, nothing. He laid hands on him. He said, you know what? I'm going to help you to believe. That's all we have to do is come to the Lord. When I'm confused and I don't know what to do, Keisha, I got a prayer room I go to that I can't. I just talk to you, Jesus. I know you got an answer for me. If I don't got an answer, I know you got one. Amen. And he brings it every single time. Either he'll say, this is not the time for it. Either he'll say, I want you to talk to this brother about it. I want you to do it. He'll give you the wisdom. I mean, that God is a practical God. Amen. He will let you know what to do when you don't know what to do. He's a good God. He's a good daddy. And that's the reason why we say, Lord, thank you when we praise him. Thank you when you wake me up. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know you're going to hear my every cry. Amen. Don't got any more scriptures up there? 1 John 2 says this. I write these things to you. May I call you my children, but that's how I think of you, to help you to avoid sin. But if a man should sin, remember that our advocate before the Father is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm going to read that again. Hold on. I don't think I got that one. It says, to help you to avoid sin. But if a man should sin, if you make a mistake, guess what? Remember that our advocate before the Father is Jesus Christ, the righteous, the one who made a personal atonement for our sins. So what happened if you do make a mistake?
It's okay.
He paid for it. Come on now. See, this is what happens. He becomes an advocate for you. This same way he became an advocate for the people in the Bible. Mary, I know they want to stone you, but get behind me, Mary. I ain't going to let them touch a hand on you. Zacchaeus, I know you stole. I know you did some things wrong, but guess what? Get behind me. I'm your advocate. I'm your lawyer. I'm going to represent you today. I don't want you to represent yourself. I'm going to represent you. Thank you, Jesus. Peter, I know you lied 3 times and said you don't even know me, even though you've seen all these miracles. You've seen me do all these things. But get behind me, Peter. I'm not going to let the accuser keep accusing you in your own mind. Step in me and know that I still love you, even though you lied on me 3 times. This is the God we serve. The God of mercy. The God of compassion. A God of love. A God that never stops loving you. Even when you think you stop. Even if you think that this is my last mistake. I know he ain't going to put me in now. He says, get behind me. Follow me. As I lead you to love. As I lead you to restoration. As I lead you to me. Nothing can separate you from me. I'm your lover. I'm your daddy. Your best friend on this earth can't love you like I love you. Even when everybody denied you, I'm still behind your side. I will never leave you. Why do we put so much value on people that don't care about how you are? try to impress people that don't even care about you. When your father says, I died for you. I gave my life for you. I gave my all, my last. How many of y'all would give your only son for somebody? You can't even imagine that love. That's why he says, I go past your imagination of how I love. You can't even fathom. You're going to be spending the rest of your life trying to find out how much I really love you. And guess what? You ain't going to find it. You just going to keep searching and searching and searching and searching and searching. When we sing that song, there's no place I'd rather be than hearing your love. There's no holes in the gospel. There's no fear. You ain't got to wait to get to heaven. You are in heaven right now.
Hallelujah.
You are in heaven right now. He just says, guess what? Just receive that I got the best for you right here, right now.
Amen.
Feel it. Know it. Believe it. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you, Jesus, for blotting out our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for holding every wrath back from us and placing it on Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for hiding us in you. The Bible says he's placed a seal inside of us that no man can break. He has placed us inside of himself. He said he is your daddy. He is your comforter. He is comforting you. You know why? Because there's wolves out here, y'all. And they bite. And they bite hard. But even though they bite, guess what? He says, come to me, the author and the finisher of your faith. You thought you was the author and the finisher, didn't you? He's the author. He's the beginner. He's going to finish.
Amen.
Just rest in him. You know, sometimes I be wanting to convince people, man, just rest in him. I hear people's language, and you don't know how much I've been struggling. I've been fighting. And this... it's just a step away of just saying, I surrender it. I drop it, and I trust you, Jesus, for this. I'm not going to think about this. And Lord, even if I do think about it, I can always come to you because I know you ain't going to reject me just because I had a bad thought. He's just going to receive you right back in. And the reason why it's hard to believe is because there is no type of love like this on this earth. The closest thing is a mother love, you know what I mean? But like I said, he is omnipresent. That means he can always be with you, even when a mother can be with, you know, my mom not feeling good right now. But guess what? God can always be with me. There's something when I was 20 years old that transferred where I can't let this be my mama God no more. It had to be my God. First I was riding on, that's my mama God, my mama praying for me. Then somewhere it had to be, no, I got to take ownership. Lord, you are my father.
Amen.
And that's what he wants for all of us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Everybody, bow your head. Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for loving me when I didn't love myself. Thank you for taking the stripes for me, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. I am delivered. And I believe with my heart and confess with my mouth that you died for me, that you rose for me, and I am saved. If you can keep your eyes closed, if that's the first time that you ever said that with your heart and really meant it, I just want you just to pop up your right hand. If that's the first time you ever said, I see your hand, I see your hand, and I see your hand, and I see your hand. Guess what? All four of you are. Guess what? You are in the family. And that's all it takes is to believe in Jesus. Don't let no other person make this too complicated for you to be with your daddy. Your daddy already created you. So if you're going to listen to something, don't listen to man. Don't listen to other religions. Listen to what the Word of God says. And we're going to give you a Bible today. And we're going to show you what Romans 10 and 9 says. This is simply it. If you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord, guess what? You are saved. It's as simple as that. Amen? It's as simple as that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.